Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Royals Playlist. This is your host, Royals State. I am back tonight. I was going all last week because I needed to break up. The second show was a lot of technical difficulties, but I am back. And tonight we have Jacob Tana. This is the Jacob Tana edition of Royals Playlist. So he will be calling in just a minute. Before we get into that, I just want to thank everyone that has been listening since I, you know, started this January 16th. I want to say thank you so very much. And as y'all can hear, I'm a little under the weather, so I hope that y'all will bear with me and all my, you know, stuttering and tongue twisting I'm doing, because my voice is pretty much completely shot because I saw the amazing, talented Adrian Marcel this past weekend. And ever since then, I haven't had a voice because y'all just know I was singing for dear life, had to. So, yeah, that's what's been going on with me. And, yeah, with the Chicago weather, things have been just crazy. So, like I said, I got a little cold, so bear with me. And we will be speaking with Jacob Tana tonight and see what he has, you know, going on and all that type of good stuff. So, before we get into all that, we are going to play one of his songs off of his first release, which is titled ADHD, which is out on all digital platforms. This track is called Jelly Dog. Make sure y'all go stream ADHD and Overlook, the EP, out on all digital platforms now.
Careless, I be so gone off the handy, I don't feel shit. Introduce you to who's the realest. Jelly, jelly, just a mirror to the game. Niggas hating on me, oh, what a shame. It's okay, cause I don't care what they say. Heated in the sun, going through the same. Dripping the sauce, this jelly, she ready to get with a boss. She tell me she ready to get in the jaws. So, jelly, y'all thinking about taking them off? Yeah, yeah, it's Jack and Tyler and his bitch. Yeah, it's Jack and Tyler, fuck your baby mama. Get your baby mama all of this. Yeah, your baby mama said she want her mother, so we do a lot up in this bitch. Yeah, we get in commas, hit her with the lobby, but I need a condom in this bitch. Yeah, that rush shit I ain't really with. Yeah, jelly dog, dog, 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 jelly dog, dog. Got so much flavor, lost in them sauces. Rap many haters, I'm off the cautious. Got so much pain, believe all them nauseous. Killing these rappers, put them in cars. To my people, we like them like Asalama. To my haters, we fire them. Futurama, they just make us. We stacking that cheap lasagna. And you say, yo, girl, baby, my bitch is finer. Got my eyes on the grill like a Mike Wazowski. And they hating they jeans and they like to doubt me. I'm a jelly machine and I say I'm probably about to get with the team or it's Robin Rousey, nigga. What's crackin', jelly dog? What you been on, G?
Shit, tryna fuck some bitches, G. Yeah, G, what is that, G?
What if my girlfriend hit this?
Who said what?
I said I'm tryna fuck some bitches.
Oh, shit, G. What she on?
Fuck!
What, G?
Oh my God, baby, I might get in trouble.
But you a jelly dog, so shit, maybe you can just put some sandwich on my jelly.
I got some jelly dog, dog, jelly dog, dog, jelly dog, dog, check. Jelly dog, dog, jelly dog, dog, jelly dog, dog, check. Jelly dog, dog, jelly dog, dog, jelly dog, dog, check. Jelly dog, dog, jelly dog, dog, jelly dog, dog, check.
That was Jacob Tana with Jelly Dog. On Royals Playlist, like I said, this is Jacob Tana edition, so he will be calling in very soon to speak with me so we can see what's going on with him. What has been going on with y'all? Have y'all been in the media seeing what's been going on? Did y'all see Auntie Gail out here being a mess, acting a fool with this whole Kobe Bryant situation? First and foremost, I just want to say rest in peace to him and his baby girl and all the other people that were lost in their plane crash a couple weeks ago. You know, we all are still very saddened about that. And yeah, I think that'll take some time for everybody to get over. Because that was something that was just totally unexpected. But yeah, y'all, I don't know what's wrong with Auntie Oprah, Auntie Gail. They better stop it. They need to get it together. It's going to be a lot going on in the city this week. Not this week, but I think Valentine's Day weekend, I believe. It's All-Star weekend. I believe this is our first time hosting All-Star weekend. It's going to be really crazy. Like, I know all the boppers and, you know, all the stars and the wannabes going to be like, it don't matter. Fake it till you make it, baby. Do your thing. I know it's going to be lit. Try to see what I can get into. I know I got some people coming in from out of town to come see what the city is about. I just want everybody to have a good time. Nothing but, you know, amazing positive vibes. Like I said, we're just waiting on Mr. Jacob Tyner to call in. So we'll be talking to him soon, but until then, y'all talking to me. But like I said, I saw Adrian Marcel this past weekend, and it was amazing. If you have not seen him perform live, make sure y'all go see him perform live, because it is nothing like the recorded records. It is something totally different and amazing. He sang to me this time, y'all. It was real cute. It was real cute. I didn't record it, though. You know, I kind of just lived in the moment. What you got to do that sometimes when you go to concerts? Don't record all the time. It's not, you know, it's not cute. Just live in the moment. So you get in the moment for yourself. Yeah, I did that. You know, that was real cute. And I also gave him a custom piece of all his albums and everything that he's ever done, you know, made him into a little nice, dope art piece. Because as y'all know, I do art. I'm a graphic designer, so if y'all would like a piece, y'all know what to hit me up at on Twitter at Music Is Life, and that is Music Is Life, LYFE, and that is also Miss Word State on Instagram. And yeah, hit me up on those, and if you want a piece, just inbox me and let me know what you're looking for. Pieces go from 50 to, you know, it just depends on what you want. You know, the price goes up after that. And with, you know, my art kind of being on tour with Adrian, like, prices got to go up. You know, that's town business right there. You know how that goes. So, like I said, this is Royals Playlist, and we will be talking to Mr. Jacob Tyner in just a minute, but we are going to get into one of the newest tracks from him, from his latest release called Knowing That. This is off of his latest release, Overlook, the EP. So make sure y'all check that out on all platforms, like I said earlier. And here we are, Jacob Tyner, Knowing That.
Mob, that's a squad. Drill his ass, nigga. Oh my god.
talking shit. I know why. And it's sad in this boulevard. Shorty bad with the fattest ass, and I had to mag, you know how I do. Rolling fast in a stolen jag, and you know it, man, you know how I move. Police man hitting ziggy jags, had to do the dash, I be going straight. Niggas mad, cause I'm in my bag, and it's really sad, I know why you hate. Knowing that, and I'm knowing that, and I'm knowing that.
That was Zaycatana with Knowing That off his latest release, Overlook the EP. And he's actually on the line right now, so we're going to patch him in and get this going. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, you are with me. How you doing?
I'm all right. I can't complain. I'm blessed.
How you doing tonight? How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm chilling. Feeling good. I'm on 2K right now. Shit, multitasking.
As you should.
Well,
I just wanted to bring you on tonight to let the people know who you are and what you've been working on this last year and a half with you, finally releasing your music and everything. So.
Oh, shoot that, man. What can I say, man? I'm just average ordinary cat, you know what I'm saying, from Chicago. Born and raised, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to bring something different to my city, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be just, you know, as versatile as I can, you know. You know, just nothing more to it. I just really like letting my music do the talking and stuff, because that's really what's really got me far to begin
definitely,
with.
Definitely.
You know, so. Just staying focused on what's important, you know what I'm saying? Just hopefully just everything pays off, you know what I'm saying? And it should, you know. So I'm just keeping it moving, man. Just keeping it pushing. I mean, I could talk about me all night, but
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, but if it, you know, it's you and you're an artist, you can do that. It's like, because you know yourself and you know how your music is and what it does to people. So it's nothing wrong with, you know, bragging about yourself and talking about yourself. You know you have it. Now, what was the difference from your first project to your most recent project, you would say?
Damn. Just the difference?
Yeah, like, did you feel that it was a difference, or do you feel like it was the same type of vibe?
I always feel like it's a difference. Every time I step in the booth, I'm always trying to grow and develop my skill as an artist. I mean, it's always a different feel. It's never the same. It shouldn't be if I'm looking to be different on, you know what I'm saying, whatever material I'm trying to create, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
I definitely feel that, like, I want to ask you, what's your favorite song from your first project and what's your favorite song from your second?
My favorite song from my first project. That's a tough one. I can't really say I have that. I mean, I like all my songs equally, to be honest, because I felt like I put a very huge amount of effort on every track that I make, so I really don't really look into that type of stuff. But I probably have to just say just Boomerang for the first one, because that's a very personal, and that was just my first, you feel me? And
right.
My most proud song, I have to say, for my newest EP, I have to be the track you just played, knowing that I felt like that was one of the funnest tracks I made so far. I really enjoyed making that track. That was just a catchy little track I made, you know what I'm saying, in my head at work. And when I got to the booth, I just, you know, did my thing, you know what I'm saying? So, it was, yeah.
Now,
the next song I have.
Right. Oh, you surely do. You surely do. And more to come, I know for sure. So, what do you say is Chicago's influence on music, with you being one of the new up and comers coming from the city? What could you say our influence is on, you know, music culture?
You mean just like my influence or ours is just as a whole? Like,
I mean, ours is just the city, you know, as a whole.
Just our influence, period. We got it. I mean, we got soul, we got drill, we got whatever you want, you know. We got, I mean, the list is endless. I mean, look at the year we in. It's always something, you know what I'm saying? It's always been like that, you know what I'm saying? So just, you feel me, just, I mean, man, we got it all. But what we got the most is soul, you feel me? And I try to deliver that in all my tracks, you know. A little feel. You gotta have a little feel in it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna answer your question.
I mean, you actually answered it perfectly. Now, the next song I have queued up is actually probably one of the most special songs that came off your second project. And if you know me, you know what song it is. So, with that being said, I would like you to introduce it, because it is a meaningful and special song. Especially what's been going on lately. So, if you want to introduce it and let the world know, you know, what it is.
What you mean?
Would be the Kobe track that you did.
Oh, Kobe. It's not. I mean, it's a. That's tough, man. So Kobe was a track I released for fun with one of my bros last summer, and recently Kobe passed away, which was never fucking planned. Excuse my language, but it was never planned.
Right. So you were crazy, do you think?
You know what I'm saying, right? So you know it was never planned. You know what I'm saying. It's just it's fucked up for it to be like this. You know what I'm saying. I mean, I have bragging rights, you can probably say, about, like I made a song about Kobe before he passed away. But,
right, but it wasn't.
That's not something I'm proud of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not. Yeah, and it's, you know, so it's just one of those things. It's just like, man, it was just a song that ended up just being for fun, actually just kind of slapped me in the face a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, just
you know, it's just one of those.
Yeah.
A phenomenal track. Me and my bro had so much fun making it. Same day I made knowing that. The same day I made my whole EP. I made my whole EP and within 3 hours. I did 5 tracks within a 3 hour studio session.
Right, you sure
and,
did. That's
and Evian with my boy Will. Shout out to Will.
Shout out to Will. We love Will.
Going crazy. Huh?
I said we definitely love Will. So before we get out of here, I want to just
for sure.
Just let everybody know where they can find you at on social media before we ride out to.
Already know it. I'm on all platforms, Spotify, all that. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, all that. Everything is pretty much on YouTube. You want to see my music videos, all that. Just type in J Katana, J K A T A N A, all together. I should pop up. You'll find all my stuff. All my stuff. It's all there.
That's what's up. So I want to thank you for coming on with me, bro. I really appreciate it. This is actually very special for me.
No, I trust me. I know, sis. No problem.
Because if y'all didn't know, this is my artist. Yeah, maybe it's a little biased, but I'm going to get it any way I can. So I just want to thank you for being on here. And before we go, we're going to ride out to this Kobe. So shout out to C Flow Rose, whatever you want to call them, for being a part of this. And
yep,
I just want
to
thank everybody
once again. Man.
Right.
Yep,
I want
to
thank everybody supporting us.
RP, all the people that passed in that accident. Man. So
this is J Katana 8 Kobe featuring C Flow.
Talking bullshit ain't the usual. I swear to God, these niggas walking like they bulletproof. I think it's time to show 'em what this little dame'll do. I just gotta aim and shoot it, take a time. Fuck your baby mama, nigga, you can take the commas. I'd rather take the knowledge that can elevate the profit and elevate the commas. I just gotta keep applying until my nigga's solid. You got it? I'm scoring 81 points on you Drake niggas. And I ain't talking about Drake, that's what you fake niggas. So I'ma hand you this L right here. I know a lot of motherfuckers gonna hate this here. Fuck with me, little nigga, cause I'm at the deep end. You motherfuckers weak, I ain't gotta play no defense. Work the shack, you niggas, barbecue chicken. I'm just blocking and stealing. And all these bars that I'm dealing, boy, you gotta be tripping. Don't want no war with this nigga. 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 Shit, I'm too quick. I think I'm in a different time zone. MJ shit, I do this with my eyes closed.
I'm ballin' like I'm Kobe. Y'all talking.
But I still bring the thunder. I'm going bunkers, take my shots and make it rain all summer. Set my stats, you see I put up some numbers. Make your whole team sit back and wonder how Alpha Dog had came up from under. Picture me with a 3-peat. Then I went and got my 5th ring and turned around and sold the MVP. I'm sending you with the trophies. I'm the one and only. Think you better come and show me. Yeah, on my way to the top, I won't hesitate. I wanna win, I don't wanna wait. I'm in my zone, let me isolate. Game winner, man, that's an easy mate. I can't lie, I've been feeling great. Making money so the family straight. We play to win, ain't no second place. And we tough as nails, we'll never break.
Nigga.
Late, in the fourth quarter.
Late.
Game tied and I'm the game leading scorer. What you think? Should I pull up from deep? Got the fans on their feet.
Okay.
They love when I compete.
Speak
cause on. I'm the one man team. Coach.
Yeah. I'm ballin' like I'm Kobe.
Yeah.
Y'all talking.
That was Jacob Tyler featuring C Flow, Kobe, aka 8. And we are still here. We got one more song from Jacob Tyler, which is a very nice track off his album, which is titled Legendary. So we're going to ride out to that before we get out of here. Like I said, I want to thank everybody for listening, whether you call in or not. I appreciate the love and I appreciate the support. And that's all I need for me to keep this going. So I just want to thank everybody. And this is only the beginning. So With that being said, this is Legendary by Jay Katana off ADHD on all platforms now.
Say I love it, know y'all hate me. I don't care, cause y'all would make me. Got these cars, yeah, yeah, on my squad that I got from God, so I'm gon' play them. And I don't care what they saying, cause all I know is I'm gon' make it, yeah. I'm gon' make it, yeah. I'm gon' make it, yeah. Play these cards that I learned from granddaddy. On my squad, on my niggas been ready. No sports bar, but we got that job, and we flipped them crosses, and they was patties. And yeah, I know that shit sounds so petty. We don't get no fucking on my niggas savvy, yeah. We ain't fucking less the ass is fatty. No, I'm fucking with you, call me daddy, yeah. A perfect picture painted. Niggas think a nigga weak, well, I'ma let it sink. I really think niggas tweaking off the shit you drink. I keep the peace, but keep a peace. I like to leave a thing. For real, y'all niggas really funny. Walk around like y'all the shit, that shit tickles my tummy. Walk around like y'all can spit all y'all niggas on dummy. Talking wild and I'ma shit on any nigga bummy. On any nigga bummy. And all these niggas mad, cause I'm really real in the field. And all these niggas sad, put they bitch to sleep. I'm in the drill and all these bitches fake. Sorry dog, I'm being real and all they want is cake. Either that or a show deal. And once they get that cake, say they love you for 1 mil. Now ain't that shit great? You know that shit fake. Say I love it, know y'all hate me. I don't care, cause y'all would make me. Got these cars, yeah, yeah, on my squad that I got from God. So I'm gon' play them. And I don't care what they saying, cause all I know is I'm gon' make it, yeah. I'm gon' make it, yeah. I'm gon' make it, yeah. Think I'm falling, but they bounce back crazy. All my niggas ballin', all of y'all fugazi. Yeah, your bitch keep calling, says she want my babies. Put it in her jaw, you know, don't do babies, yeah. Niggas fouling, all these hoes fugazi. I just keep on smiling, why the fuck you pay me, yeah. Niggas wildin', cause we got no AC. You know I'm wildin', can't you see I'm blazing, yeah. Ain't that shit crazy, you know that shit fake. And I don't care how long that shit take. For y'all to realize that I'm gon' be great. Put that on my life till I reach those gates. Be my fam and I, we all gon' be straight. Say I love it, know y'all hate me. I don't care cause y'all would make me. Got these cars, yeah, yeah, on my squad that I got from God. So I'm gon' play them. I don't care what they saying, cause all I know is I'm gon' make it, yeah. I'm gon' make it, yeah. I'm gon' make it, yeah. Yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And that was Legendary by Jay Katana. I'm about to head out. Like I said, I want to thank my brother for coming on with me. It meant so much to me, even though I sound like I've been smoking a pack a day. Thank you so much. And I will see y'all back here next Thursday. Also, shout out to D-Smoke because his album, Bad Habits, comes out tomorrow. So shout out to D-Smoke and the whole team over there. Super good. So hopefully I can get him on here. We're going to see how we can do that. All right. I'll see y'all next Thursday, Royals Playlist.